This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. NRC hears comments on environmental impact statement for uranium enrichment facility. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, held a meeting recently to gather comments regarding the scope of the environmental impact statement for the uranium enrichment facility proposed for southeastern New Mexico by Louisiana Energy Services, LES. Although hundreds of people attended the meeting, most did not address the statement, but instead reiterated their support for the facility. For example, Harry Teague of the Lee County Commission presented 2,000 petition signatures to NRC in support of LES. Most support the facility due to the economic benefits it may bring to Lee County. Johnny Cope, a local businessman, said, quote, "There are so many people in this room who would love to have one of those jobs," end quote. Several Lee County and New Mexico residents, however, presented numerous concerns about the environmental impacts of the facility. Lee Cheney of the Citizens Nuclear Information Center in Hobbs mentioned the facility's potential effects on the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, given recent proof that the parent company of LES, Urenco, sold sensitive enrichment technology to Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, and Libya. Cheney also alluded to the poor environmental track record and accusations of environmental racism in Tennessee and Louisiana, the previous preferred locations for the facility. Cheney said, quote, "It takes time for people to learn the truth. It took Tennessee several years," end quote. Rose Gardner of UNIS mentioned that there is no facility in the U.S. in which to process and dispose of the 140,000 tons of depleted uranium waste that would be produced. Gardner said, quote, "Not having a solid or definite plan for the waste is not acceptable to me," end quote. Both New Mexico Environment Department Secretary Ron Curry and Senator Jeff Bingaman echoed this concern. Both requested that NRC pay particular attention to waste disposal in the environmental impact statement. Some Lee County residents were openly displeased with opposition to the facility. Teague said, quote, "Those of you that are opposed to this and you're not from Lee County, go away and leave us alone, please," end quote. However, many believe that criticism of the facility will strengthen environmental safeguards. Becky LaDolce of Santa Fe said, quote, "You can have concerns about this facility without being opposed to economic development in Lee County, just as you can have concerns about your child's school without being opposed to their getting an education," end quote. New Mexico State Representative Janice Arnold Jones said that she is confident that the LES facility will be safe because, quote, "The NRC has adopted a culture of lessons learned. If we make mistakes, are we going to be agile? Are we going to be able to deal with it? One of the things I like about LES is that they are actively asking those questions," end quote. Amy Williams of Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety responded saying, quote, "Likewise, New Mexico is a state of lessons learned. Hundreds of sick and dying uranium miners and millers near Gallup and Grants have taught us to be wary of any new uranium facilities in New Mexico, including LES. Are we going to learn from those mistakes?" End quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline at 1-800-456-8863 or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.